Well, this is a very inspiring book. It is a book that honors so many champions of the cause of children's rights, many activists and child rights defenders, scholars, young people, and also policymakers who are leading high responsibilities in their state, like the president of Chile or the queen from Sweden, all joining in a united front to ensure that violence against children is brought to an end. And as you know, we wanted this book to be marking also the sense of hope that the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda adopted 2 years ago by all states.
What different forms does violence against children take?
Violence against children has many forms and manifestations. First of all, of course, we always think about physical violence, you know, hitting a child, sometimes with an object, a belt or an iron piece or a piece of wood, to teach a lesson, to punish the child. You know, that's the sense that people have, that this will make the child more responsible, but in fact it only widens the fear of kids. Secondly, of course, we have psychological violence. You know, in so many places we hear stories from children that say, my parents threatened me to abandon me in the street. Or we see children who are labeled as witches in their societies and put absolutely without the help of anybody, trying to survive in the middle of the street. Sexual abuse is another very dramatic form of violence. And it is affecting certainly girls, but we are learning that it is affecting equally many boys. And in fact, in some societies, affecting more boys than girls. But in addition, of course, we have other forms of violence. You know, today, with the very easy access to the internet, to mobile phones, to iPads, young people are on the cyberspace all the time. In fact, on average, more than 70% of kids around the world are accessing the internet, as you know. And this means that although there are so many opportunities by accessing this wonderful new universe, there are many risks that are happening. And we are seeing that in many countries, trafficking of children is being facilitated by the use of these technological developments and devices. We know that in some communities, webcams are used to film you know, children who are subject to rape or sexual abuse in their homes, sometimes in complicity with their own families. And this will open, of course, new challenges for all of us, but it also reaffirms the urgency of investing in prevention. And, you know, one thing that this book conveys is that for us to invest in prevention, we need to start with children themselves. They need to feel empowered, respected, supported, and they need to understand that the world is not ready to accept or be indifferent to the levels of violence shaping their lives. And we will all be ready to intervene early enough to prevent incidents from happening, or as soon as possible to support the victim to recover, to heal, and to look ahead the future with a sense of hope.
How the goal of ending violence against children works into the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development?
So with the new agenda, Sustainable Development Agenda, now we have a very concrete target that calls on all nations to eliminate all forms of violence against children by 2030. This is not an option. It's not something that some states one day will think I need to work on. It is a priority and an obligation that all states have committed to take seriously. We have seen a lot of good positive signals. You know, the last high-level political forum, which is this session where countries report on how well they are implementing the agenda and how progress is moving ahead. In the last session held in July, we saw many states acknowledging the challenge presented by violence against children and, in fact, documenting good practices. So we are hopeful, but of course we always tell ourselves the clock is ticking and every day we are getting closer to 2030. And if we do not invest immediately with a high sense of urgency, we will not get there. And what is dramatic is that children will suffer. They will be adults by then. Many would have died if we don't invest. But we will not break the vicious cycle of violence in society. So everybody will suffer and everybody will lose. So this is a unique opportunity, and I'm confident you will help us mobilize support and attention by states everywhere.
What are the priorities for the UN and governments in decreasing violence against children?
our aim in the United Nations is that this is acknowledged as both a responsibility and accountability of states, but also an opportunity for nations, you know, to liberate themselves from poverty, from exclusion, from tension, inequality in their own societies, putting children at the center, investing in children. And of course, we are very eager to make known how far we are moving every time, you know, and to have illustrative examples in the reports we publish. So they are not just a piece of paper. They should be inspiring states. And for that reason, for us in the UN, it's very important to invest in better research, documenting good practices, but bringing the voices of children into the picture. As you know, children are the best experts when it comes to topics that affect their lives. And very often we take for granted we know better, right? But they tell us about the hidden face of violence against children. They were the ones who called our attention to how cyberbullying was happening in the internet, right? How posting images and messages and photos that were compromising for them was in fact having a dramatic impact on their self-esteem, on their hope, on their mental health, you know, on their ability to learn in school and to participate in activities. Therefore, if we miss the contribution of kids, we will not move forward. So for us, of course, it's very important that we create platforms and opportunities for young people to contribute. And in my mandate, I feel incredibly privileged to work on a regular basis with many young people, as the book we have just launched, in fact, reaffirms.
Is there something further you want to tell to our audience?
Well, perhaps to recall that, as we say so often, and children remind us that the dream of children is to build a world as beautiful as the sense of hope for everyone, leaving no child behind. But at the same time, we have the sense that someone will have the magic contribution of changing the world. And it starts with each one of us.